Okay, so to continue with their Tzipuri Tzadikim, I'm going to quote three maises that Rav Melech Biderman writes in Be'er Parsha Kedoshim. The first story he says from the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, Suchus Gan Alina. Divrei Chaim of Sanz was dealing with the Heter Aguna, she was dealing with a certain Aguna Dika case, and he wanted to get the advice from his son, who was the Rav Chazkel Shinover, a very, very big tzaddik. So he sent a shliach to be able to go get him, and to go get his son from the town over. When his son heard that his father wanted him to come, he turned to his shamash and asked the shamash to be able to go get him a shulchan aruch to be able to bring him. The shamash brought a shulchan aruch evanizer, which dealt with all the cases of agunas and things like this. And the shinever turned back to the shamash and said, "And excuse me, can you please get me a shulchan aruch yoredeya?" So the shamash said, "Rabbi, with all due respect, like all that we know, I'm sure you know that the aguna halachos is in shulchan aruch evanizer. Why are you asking shulchan aruch yoredeya?" So the chesed shinever turned back to his shamash, says, "Mikol makom halachos elu hineni makir. I understand. I know these halachos down pat, but though from hilchas kibra ve'em, I'm suspectful. Shema b'machanda shotora hinu lanu chilchil gerdos. I'm scared. Maybe if my father, the sons of Rav, wants to hear, we're going to start getting into the discussion of Torah. I want to make sure I can ani maktim lumos halachos kibrav. I want to make sure that these halachos of kibrav should be fresh in my mind. V'chadesh uchal chabes avya kodesh kadas Torah tamim. I want to make sure that these halachos of kibrav aim. Even though my father is asking for my opinion, I want to make sure that I'm ready to go for kibud avaim." Beautiful ma'isa from the shinever. In the Divrei Chaim, the Shinever brought out the Shulchan Aruch for the Shulchan Aruch Yordeya, and to be able to go Chazir over Hilchos Kibud Avayim. The second Ma'aseh of Kibud Avayim, Rav Biderman writes that one of the Vision of Tzurebis was known as the Mesik Eliezer. He was the son of the Avas Yisrael of Vizhnitz. What happened was that the Mesik Eliezer of Vizhnitz, he was doing Shnai Mikra on Erev Shabbos, and a lot of Rebbes have the minute to be able to do everything on Erev Shabbos. What happened was, he was in the middle, he was at the last pasuk of Shnai Mikra. What happened was that he had the minhag not to speak during when he did Shnai Mikra. He was at the last pasuk, and his father, the Avos Yisrael, came in to be able to ask him a question. So you would think that maybe just like, tell your father, just wait 1 second, and be okay. What happened was, he stopped in the middle of Shnai Mikra of Echot Targum. He told the Avos Yisrael, his father, the answer, that the question that he asked him. And then not only did he continue, but he started up from the beginning of Ishnai Mekra. So one of the Shinever's, the vision of the domestic Eliezer's, his children, was Chassidim, asked him, like, "Rebbe, with all due respect, why can't you just tell your father just to wait 1 second? So the domestic Eliezer said, "Hina kibud avim hi mitzah chamur mi daraisa. Kibud avim is a mitzah daraisa. V'adav li loshav akol ha-parsha mitchilasa. Ha-yikash to the la'akav shuvasi la'avi." He says, it's very important that I even start over my Ishnai Mekra from the beginning of the parsha to make sure that my father didn't wait for me 1 second. That my father didn't prevent my father to wait on me for 1 second. A beautiful ma'isa. And the Mesik Eliezer of Vizhnitz. Zuchus again, Alina. Finally, the third ma'isa, Rav Biderman writes from Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach. Rav Shmuel Zalman was walking once on Shabbos. He saw certain Jews. They were careful not to hold of the Erev in Yerushalayim. They were very makbid. But they knew that their father wasn't makbid about the Erev, so they asked their father to be able to hold their talisim and bring their talisim home. And it says Rabin, Rav Shlomo Zalman was so disgusted from this chumrah. He says, "Since when does a chumrah make something to be harder on your father? He says, to make your chumrah a tircha for your father. I mean, obviously, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't say this in an out loud way. It was written in a very loving way. But why should your chumrah hurt and cause your father to be able to bury and hold your talisim on the way home from shul? Shlomo Zalman said, your chumrah has to be. You know, sometimes we're so careful about chumras, but we're forgetting the halachos. We're forgetting about the halachos. At the end of the day, I remember I have a friend who kept a reading with Tom, and sometimes he would make his in-laws wait, be able to make havdalah, so he could keep Rabbeinu Tam. That's not right. A person shouldn't be able to, obviously a person wants to keep Rabbeinu Tam. It's very important. But your chumash shouldn't hurt and shouldn't come in the place of anyone else. So finally, just three stories. We saw the first story, Sanz Rebbe and his son, the Shinever. What happened was the whole story about the Sanzer was going through a guna case, and he called over the Shinever. The Shinever said, I don't need a Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, I need a Shulchan Aruch Yodei Yodei Tivo to go over the halachas of Kibra Al-Em, especially when we come to on the Chamtel Shal Torah. The second story we saw from the Vizhnitzer, the Mesigli Ever of Eliezer of Vizhnitzer, who's in the middle to go through the whole Shana Mikra without talking. His father came in, the Avos Yisrael, and he didn't hold back for 1 second. So Chassid asked, why couldn't you make him wait 1 second? He said, it's better for me to start from the whole beginning to do Shana Mikra again, make my father wait for 1 more second. And that's the story of Shlomo Zalman. Turn the final story of Shlomo Zalman. Said it's an unbelievable chutzpah that a person's chumrah of not carrying should burden a father to be able to hold talisim on the way home. Shul Shmizochem Eretz Hashem, be able to take the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Em, as we talked about this week's Parshat Kedoshim. Shmizochem Eretz Hashem, to be able to take this great mitzvah, and Eretz Hashem, be able to use it to go closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. Shkoich. Good vach and Shavuot Tov.